is the one that imitates, mimic the others. She says, I'm not good at it. Oh, she says, I can do a quarter. And she broke into a smile.
Boy, the people give her a big hand.
Take it easy, lad.
Okay, thanks.
By the way, if they offer you some wood nickels, grab them. They're good now.
You talk about a country lawyer? Yeah. You ever heard people talk about a country lawyer?
He was
that's one.
Wait, let me say that. He was an
interpreter?
Yeah. He was in the army.
French?
Yeah.
Interpreter?
He can talk French. Good French, too. He sang that song,
The Marseillaise,
yeah.
The French.
When they invaded in France there.
Oh, but he's something else. He's all right. That's his brother.
Yeah.
Now, he's all right for a while, but then, like I tell you, he's a country lawyer. He knows better than anybody else. And you can put that on that because it's the truth.
Yeah, he's an interesting man. Though.
For a while, but then he gets on your nerves.
He can make a garden, all right. Oh, yeah. He's good on that. But he learned from me.
Yeah. I can tell that you were a hard farmer.
He worked hard.
You had to work hard, I can tell that. He's a hard working man. Because my grandfather was a hard working farmer. And he was just a slow, steady type man. He was a type man who just worked hard, did his job.
Done.
Live a good life. Mm-hmm. Just like you, y'all. Did folks have a name for white people, you know, like when they got mad? Like, would you say, you call him a country lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Would you have another name for maybe a person when you got angry at him or something like that? Did you ever call him a poor white or a rustic or a hillbilly or something like that?
No. We don't have those slangs like that around.
Yeah.
Now, the colored people around here, when they get mad at the white people, they call them poor white trash.
Yeah.
Or honky.
Honky.
Honky. I didn't know what that was. And I heard that on television, especially the Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons?
Yeah, you know they call Bonka?
Yeah.
A honky. So one day, and I have a sister that works at a head store, and she works with colored people.
Uh-huh.
So one day, one of these colored ladies spoke about the program, and it said honky. So she said, what do they mean with that? She said, well, Bruce, that's the way weak people call y'all when we get mad at y'all, a honky.
Yeah.
And then she told me that. And we spoke about that, her and I, and she told me that. That's the way the colored people call the white people, the honkies.
Well, now, what would they call a man they work for? If they work for somebody, what would they call them? Say, the person they work for. Do they ever call them captain or anything like that?
No.
Master?
No.
I was gone.
What you want to say?
Overseer.
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 Somebody works in the field.
Yeah.
They call them an overseer.
He's the head of the
workers. He's the overseer.
Overseer.
Boss. Yeah.
Some boss. Chief.
Did you ever hear black people call him master or something like that or anything like that or captain?
No.
Not around.
Now, I have a grandson. He was working with this man. He called him Chief all the time. That was his boss. He called him Chief.
Chief. Now, you are an independent man. You are a farmer, I know. But did you ever hear people, like, who work for persons in town at a store? Or did you ever hear Ms. Eldridge call them, what would they call their superior or the owner of the store?
The boss.
Call them the boss?
Uh-huh.
They ever call them Mr. or Captain or something like that? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what about, did y'all ever have a name for folks who weren't well off here? Did y'all ever speak of other people who weren't well off? Or
poor people.
Poor people. Okay. Now, it was only blacks that called white people for a wide track.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess if you get mad at somebody and you were fussing with me, call them a poor white trash.
Yeah.